8:39 here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 60 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there as well. We have been talking about this proposed indoor concert hall that could be coming to downtown Rock Hill. Overnight, the Rock Hill Zoning Board of Appeals approved this entertainment proposal for this new music venue. We've got David Stringer joining us. He's part of the ownership team for this initiative, and he's joining us here on Palmetto Mornings to give us all the details. And good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
Well, I don't know about all the details. We have to leave something for mystery, right?
I like how you operate, David.
That's right.
That's smart. Okay, so you're part of the ownership team.
Correct.
This is a passion project, you said, of yours and so many others as well. So
yeah.
Take us through this process to get us to where we are like right now, briefly.
Okay. Wow. So yes, this has been a passion project for us for many years. I'm part of an ownership team that includes Ryan Sanderson, who's a local entrepreneur here, Micah Davidson, who is the owner of Midwood Entertainment out of Charlotte, Jordan Herring, who's also a partner at Knowledge Perk, and then Michelle Stringer, my wife, and then also Laura Sanderson, Ryan's wife. And so it really takes a village sometimes, and so this is our village. And it is really a passion project. Rock Hill has needed a music venue forever, and something that is elevated, something that is going to create a great experience for the patrons. So that's our goal in mind, is really to have a music venue that everybody can come to. So part of our plan is to be very inclusive of music. So it's not a genre specific. It's not going to be a country music. It's not going to be a rock and roll music hall. It's going to be a music hall for everybody in Rock Hill. It's taken us a while. It's about an 8-year project. So the original goal was to start a music venue where Hoppin' is going to open very soon. And there's a really fun story about that. The previous owner of that building, Hugh Rock, who's passed away, he goes to my church around the corner. And one day, really very inspirational, I'm driving in and going to church, and I just saw a music venue in that spot. And I was like, oh my gosh, that should be a music venue. And so in coffee hour, I go up to Hugh and I say, Hugh, what are you doing with that old building? Because I know you own it. He grabs my arm and he goes, David, I wish you'd asked me that question 2 weeks ago. He had just sold it for a ridiculous amount of money at that time, right? And so so that's where the journey started. Okay. And so it's wound up here at 161 Main. And we are thrilled because it's a beautiful building. It's behind Common Market and Two Scoops. So we're in partnership with Graham Worth, who is one of the owners of Common Market and one of the owners of the building. And it's a perfect spot for a music venue. So we can't be any more delighted. So
well, it's got the title Annex Live is what it's going to be called.
Yep.
And so it would feature acts, as you mentioned, a ticketed event, right? All
Correct.
Kind of genres.
Yeah.
About 1,000 people, 1,000 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Any artists, what would be an example of who you would like to see come here, or what kind of artists would we attract here?
Oh, geez, I don't know if you have enough time for me. Michelle and I are big music buffs. We go to a lot of concerts, a lot of festivals. So we really enjoy those bands that are emerging that aren't going to sell out the Charlotte Amphitheater, up there, but would sell out 1,000 caps. So Moon Taxi, Hip Abduction are some of our favorite bands. I'd love to have the Black Keys come and do a little private concert, right? So, yes, we've got thumbs up over there. And there are many other acts, hip-hop artists. Latin music is, blowing up, so we want to have Latin artists as well. Country is not going to be forgotten. That's, a large part of the demographic here in Rock Hill and York County. So the county has a really cool, as we did research and put it in our business plan, the county has a really cool spread of the demographic around here. And so what we want to do, as Micah says, our partner in the music industry, we want to sell tickets.
Right.
You know, so we're going to bring in artists that can sell tickets and can you know, create that energy in that space. We should have our build out should give us about 1,000 caps standing. So that's 1,000 people standing. Typically, though, the music industry right now is running about 60-65% of capacity. So we have built our model, our financial model, around selling between getting going 650-750 tickets in a headliner show. So we hope to have 45 headliner shows. So we call them headliner shows. Those are folks that would bring in that level of mm-hmm. tickets. And then below that would be regional shows. So, you know, regional bands that are, again, could command a 300 cap room that would want to bring in, like on a Thursday, would bring in, you know, 300 people on a Thursday. So we're hoping that they can, you know, we can do the 45 shows at that level as well. And then the whole genesis of having a music venue in Rock Hill is Michelle and I, about 5 years ago, we actually started a music management company. And we managed a couple of bands here locally, and then we managed a couple of bands out of Florida. One that we managed for quite some time called Side Hustle, down in Florida, out of Jacksonville. And so that's a really hard business, right? I mean, managing emerging bands is like ridiculously hard. And I'm a scale guy. I'm an English major. I wave my hands a lot, but I love scale. And so I sat up all night sometimes just thinking about, how can I scale this little music management company? Well, there's no way to scale that with two people. You really need something. And so I thought, if I had a music venue, I could use that as the platform for emerging bands. So that brings it back to what we hope to do, and what we will be doing is the front part of our venue will be named the showroom, kind of a call to the dealership. And it will have a small stage, and it'll have a small bar. And so that's where we want to have local bands come and play on a Tuesday night, on a Wednesday night, and there is a very good music environment here in Rock Hill. You know, we've got the concert series, the Don't Sweat It Fest concert series that's been here forever. And then we have some other jazz fest that comes here. And, you know, we try to do music stuff here, but we don't have a central location for those things. So we want to be that central location. We want to pull all that stuff together, and we want to be the epicenter for the music in Rock Hill.
This is awesome.
In York County.
This sounds great. Like, can we make this happen tomorrow?
I know. Well, that gets me to my next question. So what's the timeline?
Yeah,
like, what's
next.
It look like?
It's awesome. That's a great question. And, we have some steps still to take. So off the air, you said this is a major step. This was a major step. Finding a space was the first major step. Getting an agreement with a landlord to take the risk to say, yes, we believe in a music manager or a music venue at this space, was that was the first step. Mm-hmm. And we're very appreciative of Common Market and Graham Worth. And then the next part of that is, you know, getting the city on board. And they've been very welcoming. The zoning board was great last night. They had really good stuff, good questions. They had great questions like, hey, is this really going to be something that would be an add to the community? And I think we proved that, yes, it will be a good add to the community. And then the next step is, you know, we have to construction, build out, which means financing. So, you know, those are our major next steps, is financing and the build out. We have a good financing team, so I feel that we are on track. We've been talking about this for a long time. We've got a great track record as entrepreneurs of being successful. Insignia Group is 20 years old, 20 plus years old. The Gravity Center is rocking and rolling. So Ryan Sanderson, as you know, is just crushing it with Knowledge Perk. So we've proven that we can operate a business. We know what we're doing. And then we brought in Micah Davidson, who owns Midwood Entertainment. And he's been doing this for, you know, almost 10 years, managing venues as well as festivals. He knows what he's doing. So we have an awesome team. And then so those are the next steps. So to answer your question, that was a long-winded answer of not answering your question.
That's okay.
We hope to be open next spring. I mean,
great.
Realistically.
That's quick.
I mean,
spring of 2024.
I would hope so.
Wow.
That's awesome.
David. Okay.
Okay, 2025.
Okay. Let's go with 2024.
Yeah.
Thank you to your vision. Thank you for your passion, to you and the other owners that are part of this initiative. We can't wait to see what this looks like. Some of the pictures I've seen that you've submitted from other venues, it looks like it gives us, the spectators, a really intimate relationship with the artists that you lose when you go to these big arenas. Yes, they'll bring in the big names, but you lose the disconnect, right?
Right.
I mean, if you're going to watch them on a big screen, you can just watch them from the courtesy of your phone on YouTube.
Sure.
But this gives you up close and personal with the artists at really at a close range where you feel like you're part of the experience. And,
right.
and that's wonderful.
Totally.
And having a central location, kudos to you and your team. We cannot wait to follow this progress, David. Thank
awesome.
You, sir.
Great. Thank you.